Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You may remember how close it was, what was going on. Even though the polling told us something else, maybe trying to depress the vote for Jack Ciattarelli, who put on a hell of a battle against Governor Phil Murphy the last time around. He's back, and this time I think he's got an even better sense of what people in New Jersey want. He joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Jack, great to have you back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom, thank you very much for having me back.
So listeners know you pretty well by now, which is good. That's the name recognition and all that from the last time around. That's always the first thing to secure, and it was a great race. What would you say the core issue you're zoning in on at this point?
Continuing to focus on property taxes, Dom. It's still the number one issue. It's the reason why people can't get started here in New Jersey in terms of home ownership. It's the reason why retirees can't stay in their home. It's the reason why middle-class people struggle to make ends meet. So I put forth a very bold proposal to do what other states have done, which is to cap property taxes at 1% of the assessed value of your home, and also to freeze property taxes for anyone age 70 and older. We can accomplish this by reducing the size and cost of state government. We can do this with a new school funding formula, and we don't have a revenue problem in Trenton, Dom. We've got a spending problem. So we're going to take a look at everything, and we're going to make this work for New Jersey.
Well, and the fact that it's not a pipe dream, Jack, last time around, your last race really helped gains in the legislature. Now they've been lost since then, but you propelled other people forward by how hard fought that was and how close it was. Why do you think in the last couple of times around, particularly the last one, Jack, what do you analyze went awry when it looked like Jersey was really, because of what you just enunciated, property taxes, among other things, what is it that turned it around and helped them in 2023?
The Democrats?
Yes.
Well, listen, not to be immodest, but it's not easy here in New Jersey. We're outnumbered by a million. In 2021, we had one guy at the top of the ticket with a whole lot of positive energy that was getting up and down the state 8 days a week. And that was yours truly. We didn't have that in 2023. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you didn't have one guy at the top spending $30 million, which was more money raised than any Republican gubernatorial candidate in history, getting up and down with a message that resonated with New Jerseyans, which, again, is property taxes, doing business in the state, particularly on Main Street, making sure this is a state people can get started in and retire in, supporting law enforcement to keep our community safe, and also making changes to what's going on in public education. Because right now, Dom, our public schools are failing way too many kids and their families.
Now, you would think the Democrats going to be on the other side of those issues, sadly, or maybe they'll pose in the general election. They're not. But I think one of your opponents so far, announced opponents, Jack, in the primary, I don't know that guy's as much on board as you are with supporting the police, lowering property taxes, et cetera. And he's certainly not on board with the nominee of the Republican Party, which probably will be President Trump.
Neither one of my two opponents, and one is not declared, but if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, but neither one of these two can unify the party. One of them is constantly poking his finger in the eye of the moderate wing of our party and calling them rhinos, and the other one's constantly poking his finger in the eye of Trump supporters and calling them crazies. We're outnumbered by a million. Unify our party. And we need to do it around the issues that matter to New Jerseyans and taking our conservative approach to solving these kitchen table issues. That's what I do. I am by training and DNA a CEO, and I really believe what this state needs more than anything is a hands-on CEO and one who's not looking to go to the next level. I made it very clear the other night, Dom, in my announcement speech, I don't want to be congressman. I don't want to be U.S. senator. Don't want to be president. I don't want to write a book. I just want to fix the state we all love.
We know who you're referencing. Well, that's always, when we find somebody who's found their niche, that's always appealing. Now, I'm not a fan, Jack, but I understand why, you know, it's appealing to people. Announcing one term, that you're limiting yourself to one term. If Jack Cittarelli is, I don't want to reinvent the wheel. If you're rowing at that point in an incumbent, I want to keep you in there because I don't trust winning again too easily.
Well, I hear you, Dom, but listen, I'm not going anywhere. It is my hope to have the privilege to serve 8 years to finish the job. We're going to get everything done as quickly as we can. I've already told people who I anticipate being in my cabinet, there's no honeymoon here. We've got to hit the ground running. And this administration, Dom, will also be marked by something Phil Murphy is not, and that is pro-business. We need a pro-business governor. We need to do what the Democratic governor of Pennsylvania did, which is cut the business tax in half. And we need to lessen regulations. I think we can do that without screwing the consumer or hurting the environment. So we're going to make New Jersey a pro-business state. I'm sure you remember this, but if you go back to the 1970s, New Jersey was home to more Fortune 500 company headquarters than any other state in the country. That's not the case today.
No, without a doubt.
So we got to make New Jersey a better place to do business for big business, and also right on Main Street, which is where the Cittarellis have always been with their businesses.
Yeah, the only booming business I know of in Jersey is Dean Van Lines for the people wanting to move out or moving out. So, Jack, another whale washed up this morning. We're very tight with Robin and the people around the Jersey Shore around this, and this issue cuts into so many things. I'm sure. You know Jersey better than I, certainly, but I'm telling you with listeners, Jack, a point of emphasis to you, this has emotionally charged people, and then when they think about it, the wreckage of the Jersey Shore, what's being talked about here, and then not lowering cost and the money that's being spent, this issue has a lot of elements that are wrong with New Jersey.
And you know what's great about this issue, Dom, is that it has unified young and old, liberal and conservative, Republican and Democrat, black, white, and brown, all people who care about our Jersey Shore and marine life. Listen, I've made it very, very clear. On day one, we scrapped Phil Murphy's energy plan. Now, I don't have my head in the sand, no pun intended, with what's going on with our climate. But that windmill project is bad economics, it's bad energy policy, and it's bad environmental policy. And so we're going to work toward alternative energy sources, but there's not going to be windmills off our Jersey Shore when I'm governor.
Jack, we talked about what you ran on this the last time. And again, I can hear the point of emphasis that these are things, property taxes is always number one in New Jersey. Is there any other initiative that we're going to see you roll out that you're going to be talking about that's a little bit different?
Well, I'll talk about two other things we'll do on day one, which is number one, I will nominate an attorney general who supports both police and parents. We don't have that right now. It's a real source of frustration in the law enforcement community and with parents all across the state. The other thing we do on day one is we ask for the resignation of everyone who currently sits on the State Board of Education, which issued a number of guidelines that have been really offensive to too many parents across the state. And I think that we should have some people on the State Board of Education who actually have children that are in K through 12 grades. You know, there's something to be said for academicians, but it'd be great to have some parents on there with school-age children. So those are two things we'll do right out of the box. But specific to public education, which will be a thrust, we'll reform the curriculum. We'll do that by respecting the role of parents. We'll do that by ensuring that we have age-appropriate lesson plans, focusing on basic skills, and speaking from experience, Dom, there'll be more vocational training opportunities because not all kids want or need to go to college.
That's so well put. And, Jack, I was listening to the tone of what you said, so what I can tell listeners, I think, and I remember the last time you were criticized a bit, not by me. We cheered this on when you got into some of these issues that involve schools, education. The other side just called them cultural wars. They're not. They were curriculum. And the biggie that you just mentioned, parental rights, that is the standard. And I know that you stood up for it before. I'm glad to hear it again.
Absolutely. I mean, parents should not be shut out. We want an inclusive and safe environment, particularly in our schools. I believe that environment is safest and inclusive when we include parents, not exclude parents. This notion of keeping secrets from parents is not progress. So I always like to call out these so-called progressives. That's not progress. It's wrong. Partnership should be between parents and the school district. There shouldn't be secrets.
Absolutely. Where do we go for all things your campaign and people who want to support you, Jack, wherever they are? What do they do?
Jack4NJ.com, Dom, and that's the number four, Jack4NJ.com. You can learn a whole lot about me and the campaign, and I'm excited. I really am. And you know, I'm looking forward to getting up and down the state. We already began our diner tour the other day, and we'll continue to hit diners all across the state. It's the best way to get to know New Jerseyans.
Well, the diners are great, Jack. No, but I just let me put in a plug, put in your with your people, and Dan will get you. Our summer White House is Mulligan's at the Shore. We need Jack Cetarelli there. It's a great bar, restaurant, food that will match any Jersey diner, Dan, right? We got to get you there, Jack. Your people will be out. We'll do a big, big thing in the summer with you.
Well, listen, count me in as a family that owned a restaurant bar.
I know you did.
I love that environment. It's where Salt of the Earth New Jerseyans hang out, and so I look forward to that.
Dan had a question for
you. Being that you owned a bar and a restaurant, sir, we have a side topic today that's the great debates, kind of meaningless, fun debates, and a question that's persisted on the Dom Giordano program for a long, long time, and we need someone like you to answer it. Is chili a soup?
Chili is not a soup.
Yes! That's okay. It, Jack.
Soup
I want to move
soup.
To Jersey to vote for you.
Yeah. Come on, man. Soup is soup. Chili is chili. And let me be transparent, okay? It's not sauce. It's gravy.
Yes!
It's not pasta. It's not pasta. It's macaroni. Okay?
Taking it too far now, Jack. Listen, last name's Cetarelli.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. And if we're going to bear all here, the Cetarellis bake their meatballs. We don't fry them.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Man. All right. Well, you know what? We'll have baked meatballs at Mulligan's for you, Jack. Jack, thank you. You just won 500,000 votes with that last commenter. So we're looking at the ratings here. Jack, we love to see you soon. So, Jack, thank you. Congratulations on the first days of this. And here we go.
Okay, guys. Thanks very much. Already looking forward to next time.
Thank you, Jack. Jack Cetarelli here on Talk Radio 1210. Mark that down, Dan. We got to get him there.
Man.
We're working on the dates with Johnny over at Mulligan's. I wrote that down, too.
I have not found anybody that wants to join Team Soup. Chili is a soup.
Yeah.
Now I got Jack Cetarelli joining your side. This is not fun.
What did he say, too? We bake our meatballs.
Yeah,
we don't fry
them. Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. I've eaten a few meatballs recently. I'll eat a lot of them.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
We're already working.
Yeah, we're already working on booking, though, Mulligan's guests for that. We got Scotch with Van Drew, baked meatballs with Cetarelli.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fabulous summer down there.
Yeah, with your meat-eating trends, are you the pork bandit of Northeast Philadelphia?
Yeah, right. That was good stuff. He really caught fire there at the end when we got into parental rights. Because some people, this guy, cultural warfare. No, it's parental rights. They can call it cultural warfare all that they want. All right, but right now, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
That is right. It is Dom's Money Melody, and today we are playing, Dan, why am I so deficient? Oh, here it is. It's a weird sheet there today. All right, pair of tickets to see the bluegrass band Shadowgrass on April 28th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center on the campus of Bucks County Community.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Community College, Newtown, PA. For tickets and more info, visit bucks.edu/tickets. And that's where we'll be tonight at the Zloc. Tickets for Rand Paul tonight, don't forget. 1210WPHT.com is where you go. What's your backstory today, Dan?
Yeah, kind of around the same time, maybe a couple years difference. There was another incident. Today we're all talking about great debates as our side question. One of those great debates is whether or not O.J. Simpson is guilty on the, you know, sad, tragic passing of O.J. Simpson to cancer that we've learned today. But Dom, a similar incident happened with celebrities, and one of them is here covering a song. I'm going to play this person covering a song who had a similar to the O.J. incident that made national news, and I want to see if our listeners can tell us who this is. It was a celebrity scandal, a death involved. But Dom, who is it today that's covering this Duran Duran song? Take a listen.
Down in the city, night is alive. In the subway, urban survive.
She has bad as Taylor Swift.
Wow. Yeah, I was going to say that.
Woman, you want me, give me a sign. You check my brain, I'm just a moment behind.
All right.
Hey, the cover artist today, though.
Let's tag in Taylor Swift. That would be better. All right, who is the cover artist is what we're looking for. Hit us with that, and you're off to the Zloc Performing Arts Center. Also, coming up. He's a nice guy. We had him on before, DiBello, last week, Dan, over in Montgomery County. The Republican, right, went with the $15 an hour minimum wage. Now he signs off on these incredibly expansive parental rights legislation for the government workers. They have, Montgomery County has 3,000 employees. That's ridiculous. They need 3,000 employees in Montgomery County. They get huge new parental rights. I'll give you the details on that. And again, I don't understand Republicans in the counties. I get it. Say you're a Republican, then go along with the Democrats.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
Yes, that's right. By the way, before we get that answer, just triggering my own brain. The FBI director testifies amid this House FISA fight, which we'll get to tonight with Rand Paul. And of course, this guy doesn't help the case that they should do this without warrants. Here is the clue from today. Tell us who the cover artist is.
Touch with the ground. I'm on the hunt. I'm after you. I smell like a sound. Lost and I'm found. And I'm hungry like a wolf.
Wow. That's who you want to take home, the mom?
Yeah.
Yes, kind of.
You don't want to take home the mom.
Yes. Let's go to Tom in Warminster on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Tom, who's covering that song?
Lost and
Would that be Courtney Love?
Yes. Would you take Courtney Love home to mom, Tom?
No, I would not.
And, Tom, I got to ask, because the question is a great debate, it's an O.J. Simpson, and I said it was a similar story, still conspiracy theories about the death, suicide of Kurt Cobain. Tom, where do you stand on that one? Is Courtney Love involved, or was it a pure suicide situation with Kurt Cobain?
Nah, I was a fan at that time. I think it was a suicide.
Yeah?
I do, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, I'll put you on hold, Tom. Nice work by you. You're going off to the Zlock, where we will be tonight. All right. So last week or 2 weeks ago it started that all three commissioners over in Bucks County, you may be remembering, including the Republican at that point, voted to sue Big Oil with all the things going on in Bucks County, right? Then across the area, the commissioners, all of them except the one Republican that we had on out there in Chester County, they allied themselves with Philadelphia to start this push and put pressure on Republicans in Harrisburg, even the Republicans, for a $15 an hour minimum wage, more than double what it currently is. We had Tom DiBello on, who's out there in Montgomery County, and even though he once worked in business, he supported that. Now, the guy who's running amok, in my view, out there in Montgomery County, his name is Neil Megjaja. Sure, I mispronounced that. He's a new guy. He's the head commissioner. He's the one spearheading the effort to come to your house with county employees if you don't put the date on and all that with mail-in ballot. Remember that? Well, the county has 3,000 employees, and a lot of them use personal leave each year. We are setting the standard for the Commonwealth, and we're doing it in a bipartisan way, the head guy said, Dan. That means the Republican got suckered into this. And what they're doing is they are upgrading parental leave. Employees are now eligible for 12 weeks of fully paid parental leave every year, I assume that is. It applies to, how about this language, birthing and non-birthing parents. Huh. Birthing parents may be eligible for an additional 4 weeks of paid leave for a 16-week total. This is by far the highest in the Commonwealth.
Why can't we just say women?
Right. Well, this is Montgomery County.
The women get four extra weeks because they're the ones giving birth.
Yes. He spearheaded the effort, and he says it's to retain great employees. And Tom DiBello says, quote, the Republican, I hope other local governments will also take action and do this. All three commissioners are part of a larger focus on recruiting and retaining workers, they say. We're competing with adjoining counties as well as the private sector. DiBello said, I wanted to make sure it understood what the potential impacts or costs to the county would be. Okay. Here we go again. This is the, and, you know, Tom DiBello, you have to understand, when you go for this stuff as a Republican, you are egging this guy on and his cohort Democrat there, progressives, to do more and more of this stuff. I see your mission to be there. You're in a tough spot. Montgomery County is as bad as Philadelphia almost. Your mission is to try to halt as much of this stuff as you can, or at least to be on record saying, no, here's the other side. Isn't that the role of the Republican in this?
Or leverage it into something, at least.
Yeah, right. And instead, this guy endorses it. They run and say it's bipartisan. And it's the most in the Commonwealth. Now they egg on other parts of the Commonwealth. I'm sure Bucks County will start to engage. I don't know if Philadelphia has any. Based upon this, they say this is, I'm reading that carefully. They say that this is the Montgomery County now offers its employees more paid parental leave than any other Pennsylvania county or the state government. Dan, that means, here's the headline. Montgomery County is giving these employees more than Philadelphia. That ought to shock everybody. How can you do more than Philadelphia? That ought to shock everybody. So for the birthing parents, that would be potentially or probably 16 weeks. Who's paying for that? Well, taxpayers in general, but principally taxpayers in Montgomery County. But the headline is, when Republicans go along with this stuff, they increase the power of these progressives. They get the idea that everybody should see this. Guys like Josh Shapiro live off this. And they'll say it's bipartisan. And if you're against it, you must be MAGA. You must be a hater. You must not get how hard it is to retain great county employees. All right, phone lines to get in right now are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. You probably know, in the collar counties, we only have three Republicans, right? The only guy that's solid on these things is the guy out in Chester County. Gene DiGirolamo is a captive over in Bucks County. DiBello has gone along with this stuff. In Philadelphia, they couldn't even beat out for the token seats that they get. They couldn't beat out the Socialist Workers' Family Party. They lost one seat to them. Or no, did they lose both seats? Yeah, I think they lost both seats. So all they have is the council person in Northeast Philadelphia. So when you have that few, shouldn't those few try to figure out some way to be a voice saying that this is insane? I mean, I think Montgomery County taxpayers are overburdened already. Maybe they're like Philadelphia, though. They don't care. Maybe they agree with it. This will be more than Philadelphia. That's the key thing here. Think about that. Think about how far you have to go to beat Philadelphia when it comes to something like this. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210. Today's side question. Hit us with one of those all-time great debates. Dan, any good ones on YouTube or Twitter?
Yeah, there's been a bunch on Twitter, Dom. I'm pulling them up now. Did Oswald kill JFK?
Okay, yes. I have to admit, there are people that still don't want to understand that happened, yes.
Hoagie or a sub?
Who could say that here in the Philadelphia area?
Right? Yeah. That one's a tough one. And what came first, the chicken or the egg?
That's a great one, outside the box. So hit us with a great all-time small debate or large debate. Let's go to Alan in Yardley on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Alan, afternoon. What do you have today?
Hey, Dom. Thanks. Great interviews, though. Jack Cittarelli and Jim Bavard. Really great stuff. And I just want to tell Dan, I'm so sorry that your Lunchables got a bad rap by Consumer Reports.
Yeah, high levels of iron, and maybe that explains a lot about me, Dom. All the lead I've been
usually
eating.
I like Consumer Reports, but taking Lunchables out, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, Dan needs his pizza Lunchable.
Yeah.
So my great debate, the normal debate for me is Miracle Whip versus mayonnaise, but with Rand Paul being in town, maybe the debate should be Duke's mayonnaise versus Hellman's.
Ah, all right.
I'm going to expand on that one. Another debate that's pull it local to Philadelphia, too, because Maisie recently, Alan, and I guess this is a result of being married, sometimes the bad habits spread to the other ones. She's encouraged me now to start putting mayonnaise on my cheesesteak. It makes the cheese a little bit creamier.
No, that's it.
Is mayonnaise allowed on a cheesesteak is my contribution.
No, not at all.
I would say no, but I'm glad you choose mayonnaise over Miracle Whip.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Nicely played, Alan. Good stuff. 855-839-1210. You get in. All right. Have the suburbs completely. I'm not boots on the ground. I'm in the city. You have to tell me, is this an indicator that only one lone Republican? Look at these Republicans suing big oil, raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour, and also now out in Montgomery County, making this a show place for that form of parental leave. got to face. I mean, is it any wonder then that President Trump would have trouble in the Philadelphia suburbs, given these elected officials and the policies they're going with here? Just looking over some of these questions for Rand Paul tonight from listeners. Who will hold Biden in contempt of court? What U.S. government entity is charged with enforcing Supreme Court decisions? Why can't Anthony Fauci be arrested by a sheriff? Will the Republican Party really ever accomplish anything with these committees? And where would you recommend starting a visit to the Bourbon Trail? Just a few from listeners that I will work in tonight, along with a lot of stuff from his book and stuff that's happening with this FISA and a lot of fun stuff, too. Tickets, 1210WPHT.com. It's going to be a
bourbon, and then it's another form of bourbon after that.
It's going to be a fabulous night, and I'm being introduced by Dan and Dorenzo, Dorenzo and Dan. I mean, you don't get better than that.
Is this something you're confident in, or are you kind of embarrassing?
Yeah, it'll be all straight ahead after that introduction. We'll see what happens. Let's go to Christian in Wayne on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Christian. I'm going to have to put you on hold, Christian. Yeah. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. 54 campus attacks, says Fox News, on Jewish students that have been verified since October 7th. Okay? And we're not dealing with just somebody saying a word or anything of that nature. It is this mob scene that is rife, that it is out there, that is almost unparalleled. They're not going to stop. They bully people constantly, including movie theaters this week here in Philadelphia. And they will continue to do it until, I don't think you'll see this at a Trump rally, for example, though. I mean, you know, there's a different vibe there that might happen. All right, let's go to Tom in Prospect Park. Tom, you're on Talk Radio 1210. What do you have, Tom?
Yeah, one of my all-time debates is the toilet paper, over or under. I know my wife is an under and I'm an over. But I remember as a teenager, I'm 59 now, my best friend's older sister got divorced. And I remember asking her, what was so bad about the guy? Because I knew him. And she said, oh, it was a lot of little things. And one of the examples she gave of the divorce was that he had to have that toilet paper over no matter what.
I could see that in a divorce court.
I have a theory here on the over-under people. Yes. I don't know how deep you want to go into this, Tom, but are you a folder or a wrapper when you take the toilet paper off the roll? Are you folding it or are you wrapping it around your hand?
I'm not doing anything. I'm just putting it right
You hung up on him. My theory is that the people that are over, the toilet paper that are over the rolls are the people that fold it, while the people that are under it are the wrappers.
Okay. Imagine that as being the example brought up for a divorce of all these little things, though. All right. That's pretty good. That's a good call on it, at least. So 855-839-1210. That's how we'll get you in on that. As I said, this Montgomery County thing, the big story there is not so much the parental leave, which will be bigger than Philadelphia's even, but Republicans signing off on this. Does that give us a sense they know better what the vibe of the suburbs is, and that's why it's going to be so tough for President Trump in the four-county area? Because I just believe if he does decently there, and we'll start to define what we mean. He can't do what he did in 2020. He won't win Pennsylvania. And the big hurdle now, Republicans have to be better at the backroom talk to other Republicans, because out in Arizona, they have postponed meeting anymore, the legislature, over changing the Supreme Court decision in Arizona on the 134-year-old law on abortion. They ought to be meeting instantly when that came down, and they should be voting by the weekend with a new law to change it and just move it out of the way. That's exactly what should be done. Why is this so hard to understand? Alabama did it pretty quickly. These people in Arizona, though, are saying, well, we need more information. We don't know what's going on. this, and who knows how many more of these will come up. Democrats are hoping to do two things. One, every couple weeks or months between now and the election, to get something on abortion or some outrageous statement to run with that, to run out the clock. And then they're hoping on election day that this will be the issue somehow or another to make people overlook what Biden has done to them. That's what it comes down to. Are people really going to do that? Are we going to be overwhelmed in the end after an obvious case? I mean, just the inflation this week, the stuff that's going on with it is incredible. All right, let's go to Gary in Newtown. Gary, afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Good.
You know, someone called in or wrote in the chicken or the egg, and
yes,
that's the age-old question. But now it has evolved now into whether it's creation versus evolution. And what I mean by that is, were you born XX or were you born XY, or is it a choice XX or is it a choice XY, i.e. Leah Thomas, William Thomas, and Riley Gaines?
That is a great one. Yeah, that's what it's evolved into. Are we going with what you are biologically, or you can choose? You know, Gary, the extreme of it is you can choose to do it without even taking any physical actions to do it.
And we just had that discussion in my home with, I have older, younger adults in my home that are in their early 20s, where it's a battle. I mean, thankfully, Dom, I can't imagine Dan and Maisie having this conversation 20 years from now, because I'll say we did a pretty good job growing our kids up, but now I was just labeled, you're really not accepting. And I said, I don't really understand your position accepting. If you're either one or the other, it's not up for debate what chromosome type you are.
That's a great point.
And how do we fight so hard to have women's rights just to have that just fall apart?
That is the question that is just remarkable. Thank you, Gary. That's a good one. That's a pretty serious one, but yeah, that is a good one. Is it biological or do you get to choose essentially? All right, lightning round is next. Some good ones coming in now. Hit us with that at 855-839-1210. You get on board. I have to say, one comment on Jack Cettarelli. I was really impressed today. You know, the criticism of him by some was, oh, he's a rhino. He didn't go far enough the last time around. I think he's unifying, but the issues he talked about, property taxes, parental rights, and the whales, those are three things that I think ought to work in New Jersey, big time. And we're already planning. You know, we got a lot of big plans for Mulligans this year. So when you hear when we're going to be there, it's worth the trip. You know, it's a great day at the shore, and there's nothing like it. Last year, one after the other, each had its own. Probably the day I remember the best is the day we had no power. That's the day that we'll live forever. Hopefully, that won't happen again this year, though. All right, the lightning round is next.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, that is right. Today, all those great debates, because Rand Paul and I, that's the thrust of it today, should be debating a bit. TikTok. I'm just shocked. I may have to put on Twitter just to know what I'm getting into, Dan, before I leave tonight to see how much of the audience potentially, you'll be there, though, applauding when I make a point about TikTok.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah, there you go. You'll be, yeah. Dorenzo, though, I think is on the other side, so we'll see. All right, let's go to the Earl of Tacony. Earl, what is your great debate?
Real quick, Dom, yesterday you were talking about the Comcast building, and I remember reading in the Inquirer back when, I actually read the Inquirer, that when they built the building, the plumbers union complained that there was nothing for the plumbers to do because it was a green building and they were going to put in the waterless urinals in the building. And the union insisted, you know, you have to make work for our men. We have to run water lines in. And at the time, it seemed like a dumb idea that they would run water lines into the bathrooms that dead-ended and didn't do anything. But now it turns out that the green waterless urinals are actually stink and don't work. So in a way, it's actually good because now they can actually, if they want to, hook up regular water systems in there and actually get rid of the stink in the building. So I guess the unions actually did something good for once.
Well, that's two wrongs not making a right, just two wrongs that are involved here is the way I looked at it. But you're right. Both failures of progressivism.
Well, you know, two wrongs don't make a right, but three rights make a left turn.
Okay.
But my answer is Muammar, the leader of Libya. You'd think, you know, being the leader of a world-famous country, they'd be able to spell his name right. Is it Gaddafi with a K? Is it with a G? Is it with a Q? Is it Gaddafi? Is it Gaddafi? Is it Gaddafi? I mean, especially when he died, every time you read a news report about Gaddafi being killed, every single newspaper article or news report had his name spelled a different way. How do you spell the name of one of the most important leaders in Africa?
That is a great point, Dan. I've seen he's exactly right. Just like Bob Harvey, Havre out there in Montgomery, Bucks County. All right, I like this one. This is a good one. Bruce in the Northeast. Bruce, what do you have?
Hey, Dom, you say tomato, I say tomato, but my answer is the colored Christmas lights versus your favorite, the all-white Christmas lights. That's been going on for
a
while.
Yeah, I'm the colored Christmas lights. Ro is the white Christmas lights.
Yep.
And I think the white lights are winning, but we're still in there battling. That's a good one. Gary in Holmesburg. Gary, what's yours?
Out of the box. Bugs Bunny and Duck with Elmer Fudd. Is it duck season? No, rabbit season. Duck season? Rabbit season. And Elmer Fudd's going back and forth with the gun pointing at them.
That is a good one. I'm a bigger Bugs Bunny fan than I am Daffy Duck, but that is very good. All right, Dan, let's hear some of the contenders here.
I think some of the best today were Robert and Ben Salem with Who Was the Best James Bond. Got a lot of discussion out of that. The toilet paper over or under from Tom and Prospect Park. Evolution or creation, a good argument from Gary in Newtown. The mayonnaise debate from Allen, colored versus white Christmas lights, Earl's Gaddafi spelling. I'm leaning towards the James Bond call from Robert and Ben Salem, though.
It was a great call. Let's go with that. Even though it was clear in the end, he didn't lose his mind. He said Sean Connery.
Pierce
Robert
Brosnan.
Of Ben Salem, we know, will be there tonight at the Zlock Performing Arts Center. Dan and Dorenzo introducing me. Rand Paul, you can't miss this one. We'll try to give you a blow-by-blow account tomorrow, but it's going to be the bourbon drinking might interfere with our recollection. So get your tickets. That's the way to do it. 1210WPHT.com. Dan, any final thoughts for tonight?
No. Have a good interview. I'm looking greatly forward to this awesome event. Again, 1210WPHT.com. Zlock Performing Arts Center. Dom sits down with Rand Paul in a very candid interview talking about Dr. Fauci. You heard Rand Paul earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Mentioned that he thinks Fauci needs to be in jail, so I wonder what else he's going to say tonight.
Dr. Fauci will not be there, so if you're a sheriff, don't show up to arrest him. My God. We can't be having that yet. All right, Rich Cioli is next to take you the next four big hours. Follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210, and I will try to give you some insight tonight from the back room and all the bourbon. We'll see if there's any more bourbon trail information that Rand Paul gives us tonight. Have a great night. Join us tomorrow at noon.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.